Today, you guys are in luck because I'm going to tell you six things that all women secretly want but never say. We're going to jump right into this and let's start with the first one, which is to tell them what to do. I know a lot of you guys are going to say, nah, this doesn't sound right. John, women don't want you to tell them what to do. Context. Context is important, especially in the bedroom, all right? In the bedroom, women want you to tell them what you want them to do. It does turn them on. They want a man that takes charge, that tells them what he wants, tells them what to do, gives them instruction. A lot of the reason for this is because it takes the pressure off of them. They can just sort of relax, enjoy the situation. They don't need to try to figure out what to do. And they don't say it, right? They're not going to say it, but they like it. They like when a guy does this. Believe me, I've heard from plenty of women that this is something that they enjoy. Now, this also means in general in life. Again, a lot of women are not going to say this, but they want a man that says, hey, do this, that takes charge. Again, it's not about being bossy. It's not about being controlling. It's just about giving direction and saying, look, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what I want to do and moving forward. Okay, it doesn't mean not taking what she has to say or her feelings into consideration. It's more about actually doing all that. It's more about being the person who takes care of all that stuff, who knows what her needs are, knows how to meet those needs, and knows how to move forward and do that. So if you can accomplish this, all right, women are going to appreciate it. They're going to give you some pushback. They're going to say, oh, I don't want you to tell me what to do. Don't boss me around. And you got to sort of figure out the way to do it in a way that it's not like that, but they're going to test you. They're going to say, okay, well, you know, is this guy serious or not? All right. But definitely try applying this, especially in the bedroom, and you're going to see what happens here. Now, the second one, again, another controversial thing. I'm going to phrase this as put them in their place. Now, the reason why I say this is because what it means to put someone in their place is to not accept their BS, okay? A lot of women, what they're going to do, all right, especially when they're testing you, when they're in a relationship with a guy, is they're going to see how he responds to them giving him crap. They're going to try and walk all over him. If you've ever been in any kind of long-term relationship with a woman, you will find that she will try and run you over. She'll try and wear the pants. She will try and do those things. Okay, it's not a bad thing. None of my videos, none of the content here is designed to be negative towards women or hating on women. Okay, but what I'm saying is I'm giving you how women work and what female nature is. Okay, she wants a man that says, no, you're not gonna talk to me like that. I'll walk, all right? That does walk, right? She wants a guy that says, we're not doing this, okay? She wants a guy that puts her in her place so that she does not overstep his boundaries, okay? She's testing your boundaries to see if you're really a man. Why do women do this? A lot of the reason why they do this is because they want to see what's going to happen. If you're not going to stand up to them, you're not going to stand up to a threat, some kind of danger that's coming after them. You're just going to run, all right? And leave her fending for herself. So she needs to see that you stand up to her, first of all, and also that you have some self-respect for yourself, right? So when I say put them in their place, I don't mean, you know, yelling, diminishing, you know, degrading. I'm talking about saying, hey, look, I'm the man, all right? I'm in the control of this relationship. This is the ship that I'm the captain of. If you want to be on this ship, yeah, that's fine. But you're not going to be doing this. You're not going to be calling the shots. You're not going to be disrespecting me in this relationship, all right? Again, really tough for guys to get a hold of this. But if you get a hold of this, and I've got some other advice that you're going to really want to listen to, you can really understand how to build a good relationship and how to be a lot more successful with women, all right? Because women do want this from a guy, all right? Next one here, this one's a little bit softer. This one's better, okay, for any women that are watching this. So you'll like this one, all right? Do ridiculously sweet things for them just because, okay? Women love this, all right? Again, now this seems like a lot of a departure from my last two points, but it is just as important, all right? Because see, in order to be the guy that tells them what to do, that puts them in their place, you also have to be the guy that is incredibly sweet and is actually looking after their best interests. Because the whole reason why women want a guy that tells them what to do and puts them in their place is because they want a guy that's looking after their best interest. okay, that they can trust as a rock to rely on that's going to take care of them. And so when you do ridiculously sweet things for them just because, it shows what your true intentions are, okay? And when I say just because, that's so important, because a lot of guys confuse this and they become a nice guy and they're like, you know, doing all this stuff and bending over backwards and making all these sacrifices for a girl. I'm not talking about that, okay? Because when you're doing that, a lot of times you're doing that for a reason. You want a response from her. You want her to give you validation, to fall in love with you, whatever it is. When you're a confident, successful man, all right, you do these things because she deserves them, because she's earned them, because she gives you respect, because she treats you well, and you just want her to be happy, right? And you don't expect anything in return. That's what women really want. They're never going to say this, okay, but they really want that. They want that no strings attached, you know, sweet behavior from you, because they want to brag about it to all their friends. You know, they want to know that they have a guy that really, really cares about them, isn't trying to get anything from them, and that's going to be huge, all right? Next one here. All right. This one's important. All right. A lot of you guys ignore this, and women don't say anything about this. Okay. Women don't say anything about this, but it is actually men who take care of their skin. They want you to take care of your skin. Most men don't do this. Most men don't have any kind of skincare system. All right. Speaking of skincare system, this video is sponsored by Tej Hanley. All right. I have one of the boxes here that I get. I've been a longtime subscriber of Tej Hanley, and it's a simple skincare system. Okay. Women want men who take care of their skin. Why? Because you're going to look better and you're going to age better. Okay. Believe me, I'm 41 years old. All right. It's a good thing I started taking care of my skin when I was like, you know, 28 or so. All right. Really important to do this, all right? You should start as soon as you can, all right? Let me show you what's in this box here. And again, skincare is a complicated thing, or can be complicated. This is the reason why I like Tej Hanley and why I was glad to have them sponsor this video, is because they make it simple. They make it uncomplicated, right? You get this box, all right? Real simple. It's got all the instructions that you need in here, all right? You can create an online account. It's got this little card, okay? Check out this card. It tells you exactly what to do in the morning, in the night, and how much to use of the product, okay? You get a new one of these boxes every single month, okay? You can customize it. You can order, you know, refill when you want, but it basically works out to once a month, all right? You get some extra. Sometimes. All right. I've got here some face wash. All right. You just put this on, wash your face in the morning, wash your face at night. Okay. Real simple. Okay. You get into routine. All right. It becomes a real simple thing. I know a lot of you guys don't want to do this, but trust me. All right. You have this. It's a moisturizer, AM moisturizer. Okay. In the morning, you put that one on. PM moisturizer. In the evening, you put this one on. All right. And then you have this scrub. Twice a week, use this scrub. It's an exfoliating scrub, okay? Now there's more stuff. That's the level one kit. There's an acne kit, okay? And then you've got like the level two or level three kit. Like the one I have has an eye cream in here, an anti-aging eye cream, and also a serum, okay? But you only need the basic stuff, at least to get started. And then, you know, you can upgrade to it. You can you know, get more advanced with it, but it's real simple, okay? Real simple. You don't need to do all this research and try to figure out what products and when to use these products and then how much to use and all this stuff. It just makes it super, super simple. And again, you know, it's going to make a huge improvement, all right? And women want this. They want a guy that is important to take care of his skin, because it makes a huge, huge difference, all right? So here's the deal, guys, all right? Just because Tej Hanley is sponsoring today's video, they're offering my viewers a great deal. All right, just click the first link in the description, and not only will you get Tej Hanley for the best possible price, all right, which I'm sure that you want, but they'll also give you a free gift with your first box, okay? So click that link and get started for just $25 today, okay? Skincare, really important, just go do it. Now, next one that we have here is this, is they want you to smack them on the ass. I won't say all women, but it's going to be like 95% of them. In fact, there's even probably that other 5%. They're just adamantly claim that they don't like it, but it's pretty likely that, and I'm not saying just like to randomly just like give a beating on the ass. I'm talking about in the bedroom, women like, you know, they like a spanking. They do. It's true. It's true. All right, guys. So, and women don't say it, right? And what you're going to find is when you do it and you don't ask, and be like, wow, you know, guys normally don't do this, or guys normally ask permission to do this. Like, so again, you got to be careful here, all right? Obviously, I don't want to give you any bad advice here. So you got to really read the situation and do this at your own risk. Again, if you do this, right, let's just make sure that you guys are well informed and educated here. I've got a little bit more content in the Bulldog Mindset membership on some of this stuff, but just a real basic tutorial here. Start with a light, like very, like that, like a light, just a little just tap on the ass, just a kind of a grab tap. All right. And see what the reaction is. You don't want to just be like wail on that, just a big smack, because that could get you into trouble, and it's just not a good idea. It's not polite to say. No one likes a randomly, you know, just out of nowhere, big ass smack on the ass. That's not, no one likes that. So anyway, use that. Your results may vary, but trust me on this one. All right, next one. This one's really important, okay? Listen to them vent without getting emotional. What does this mean? This means that you let her talk about her emotions and what's going on and what's going on with her, and you don't get emotional back. All right. Now there's a line to be drawn. If she's disrespecting you, yelling in your face, doing something like that, like venting her emotions like on you instead of at you, there's a line. Okay. But for the most part, a lot of you guys, you mess this up, and women are never going to say this. They're never going to tell you, or they'll tell you, but you won't understand it, because they'll be like, I just want you to listen. Don't try and fix it. They're not really going to tell you the depth of it, which is basically just sit there, just listen, just empathize, you know, repeat back so that you indicate that you understand, right? Say things like, you know, I would feel the same way as you, because you would feel the same way, right? Like, these are not tactics or tricks. This is really having empathy, okay? And don't try and fix the problem. Just listen. That's it. And don't get emotional back. Don't get upset. Don't get crazy. Don't, you know, just let it be, right? That's what it means to be the rock, okay? And that's what women are looking for. They're not necessarily going to say this. A lot of times they don't even know how to communicate this, but if you get this, it's going to make a huge difference. All right. Most guys can't get this. And, you know, with all these six things I put in here, okay, some of these things, you know, are controversial. Tell them what to do, put them in their place, smack them on the ass. Right. Okay. But they're balanced out by what? Do ridiculously sweet things for them just because. Let them vent without getting emotional. Okay, take care of your skin, obviously. All right, but my whole point is that if you can be the whole package, if you can do these things all together, then you're going to be a man that women really, really desire and really want, okay? Because they want a guy that doesn't take any kind of bullshit, that has confidence, that is able to stand up for himself and has boundaries and is able to put them in their place when that needs to be done, okay? But they also want a guy that's super sweet, that loves them, that cares about them, that treats them better than anything in the world and listens to them, okay? And so it's a matter of balancing out those things. Most guys, they have one trait or the other, right? That's why we have this whole like nice guy asshole dichotomy. It's a lot of guys are like, okay, you know, they're really good at being the asshole, okay? And so they don't take any kind of shit. They don't have any problem putting women in their place. They don't have any problem saying all these things, barking orders, all this stuff. But that's not good. They're not going to come across as the whole package of the guy. But then a lot of you guys, you listen to these videos and you're the nice guy. Like, you're super, super sweet. You do all these nice things, okay? But you get walked all over, right? You don't have any spine. You don't have any backbone. You do things because you want validation, right? Again, you get all emotional. You have all of these negative attributes associated with it. When you have both of those things together, okay? Again, that's when these things balance out, because you can't get away with some of the stuff that I mentioned in this video if you don't have some of the other stuff. Does that make sense to you? All right, guys, good luck with that. And remember, T-Channel Lee sponsored this video. So click the link down below to get started for just $25 and get your free gift.